Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
On this Monday morning, what a sight it was yesterday. If you saw any of the footage, there was live coverage of it as well. The trucks rolling out of the Pfizer plant down in Portage, fanning out all across the country with the coronavirus vaccine. Joining us right now to talk about the logistics of getting that into people, Aaron Katursky from ABC News. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. The first vaccination has occurred in the United States. It was here in New York at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, where a registered nurse who's in the critical care unit ended up becoming the very first person to get the coronavirus vaccine. And it was on a live Zoom call with the governor watching. And she said it didn't feel any different than any other vaccine, and she hoped it marks the beginning of the end of what she called a painful time in the country.
Well, it has been indeed, and more and more people will be getting that vaccine in the days ahead, including here in Port Huron and across the country. But the logistics involved here, we don't really have a blueprint to follow, do we?
No, there was no blueprint, and it involved the military. It involved delivery companies right in the middle of a holiday shipping season, and everybody had to work in close coordination because of the very peculiar thermal requirements for the Pfizer vaccine and how cold it must be kept. So it all needed to go down in pretty rapid succession. Each box was packed with dry ice, given a GPS tracking device, and shipped off. The FedEx said that they completed their first shipment this morning at 145 sites between FedEx and UPS, and those sites, depending on the state, can begin vaccinating right away, as New York just did.
None too soon either, because we are continuing to see numbers spike around the country, aren't we?
The numbers are incredible, just and tragic. And you know, you think about sitting around waiting for a vaccine. In the meantime, 300,000 people have died, and the number of cases continues to climb and is only expected to climb further. Most of it is because of indoor gatherings from either Thanksgiving or now there's fear for the Christmas holiday. So even as vaccines begin, The advice stands to wear a mask and wash your hands and keep your distance.
Well, because it's going to be a while before you and I get this vaccine, isn't it, Aaron?
It's probably going to be April, May, or June. If then, it depends in large part how many doses the company can make and how many more vaccines are authorized for use. Moderna has a hearing later this week and could be authorized shortly thereafter. That would add tens of millions more doses. But the goal is to get the high-risk health workers first, nursing home patients, and then other vulnerable populations.
All right. Pretty amazing to see this all rolled out in such short order. I mean, when you think about it, this time last year, we didn't even know what coronavirus was. It hadn't been named COVID-19 yet. And here we are in December of 2020 and already talking about the vaccine being administered here in the U.S.
It doesn't comprehend. I mean, when you think about it, and it does change the game for how the infectious disease experts will think about combating viruses perhaps going forward. If you could have told the CDC that there was this virus, it's new, but in a year there'll be a vaccine, no one would have believed it.
Yeah.
And here now is a vaccine that appears to be highly effective. Long-term impact still to be studied. Duration of inoculation still to become clear, but it is a remarkable achievement.
Indeed. Aaron, appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.